Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Is it dangerous to bathe in a thunderstorm? A bathtub would be a lot easier. Seriously, though, it's long been rumored that taking a nice hot soak in the tub or enjoying a shower is a dangerous proposition when electricity is coursing through the sky. The basic answer is yes, absolutely. It's better to put off bathing until after the thunder stops rolling. But let's discuss why this is even a question. There are a lot of myths about lightning. Understandably, it's pretty mythic. A bolt of lightning is hotter than the surface of the sun. It can reach some 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit. But, for example, a plane getting hit by lightning isn't usually that big of a deal. Although pilots do try to avoid thunderstorms, planes are built to safely conduct currents. And contrary to the saying, lightning will strike the same place twice. Many tall structures are hit often. Even the old rubber tires on a car will protect you from lightning strikes adage is false. A car is safe because it has a metal roof and sides to conduct the current to the ground. There are a lot of common misconceptions about how lightning works and what it can affect. So it's not that weird to think that the old don't shower during a storm line is just another myth. But don't be mistaken about this one. It really is dangerous to bathe during a thunderstorm. And not just theoretically dangerous. 10 to 20 people a year in the U.S. alone are injured while messing around with household water during a storm. And that doesn't just mean sitting in the tub waiting for literal lightning to strike. Doing the dishes or even just using faucets can be dangerous too. The reasons are grounded in the pipes. A lot of pipes used in household plumbing are made of metal, which attracts and conducts a bolt of electricity. And the water itself, even if it doesn't contain conducive impurities, which it probably does, will help conduct the electricity. So, cover yourself in the wet stuff, either in a shower, bath, or just using the faucet in general, and you help that electric current jump right to you. But running the taps or bathing during a thunderstorm isn't the biggest threat for health and welfare. Every year, around 20 people in the U.S. are killed due to lightning strikes, and hundreds more are injured, though most often when they're outside in a flat open area, like a beach or a golf course. Still, the National Weather Service does not take this risk lightly. The agency advises that during a thunderstorm, it's best to go inside and stay away from plumbing and faucets. An excellent excuse to skip doing the dishes during a dark and stormy night. Today's episode is based on the article, Is It Dangerous to Bathe During a Thunderstorm? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Kate Kirshner. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.